Welcome to Agency of the Month, Army, sponsored by Battelle, where solving the world's toughest challenges can be done. Now here's your host, Tom Temin.
The Army's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems has a big task to manage the branch's IT investments. It fields systems around the world. With such a broad brush, the men and women who serve there not only have to know how to manage the technologies, but also how to work within the acquisition process to manage all these programs. Colonel Matt Russell is a program manager for the General Fund Enterprise Business System at PEOEIS. He explains what the PEO does and how his financial system fits in.
PEOEIS, also known as Enterprise Information Systems, is a global program executive office. It's really focused on in two main areas, but they're broad areas. It's infrastructure of IT across the garrison commands, both CONUS and OCONUS, so both in the United States and in our forward deployed forces, as well as Korea, Germany, Kuwait, et cetera. And they are modernizing the garrison infrastructure, bringing them information technology to support our warfighters in mainly their garrison role. They also do satellite infrastructure as well to support some of the communications that are required. The other component is the enterprise business systems. And so we have a huge portfolio of enterprise business systems primarily focused on four functional areas: logistics, finance, human capital or human resources, and then there are really actually two that are tied to logistics, one tied to the garrison and one tied to more strategic logistics. I am the PM for General Fund Enterprise Business Systems, which manages the financial component of EIS. And so truly we are supporting the functional business side of the Army across every functional area that they operate in.
Now, your background is in sensors and deploying electronic warfare systems. How does that prepare you to do financial systems?
So, as a PM, you master the acquisition process, and you understand program management, and so you apply that in wide ranging technology areas. And so I started my career as I transitioned out of an operational career field doing infantry and military intelligence into acquisition, working in EW areas, sensors, integrating sensors on platforms, and then transitioned into what are commonly referred to as business systems in the IT area. And so it's truly program management. You rely on part of your team for that functional expertise in those business processes, as well as the team to support you in some gaps that you may have in your IT knowledge.
All right, so your domain now is the General Fund Enterprise Business Systems. Is that pronounced GFEBS, the acronym?
It is commonly referred to as GFEBS.
All right, so it covers finance. Give us more detail about what it actually does.
So first off, the GFEBS is a system, and it's also the name of my project. It's grown in the portfolio. We're focused on the financial domain. So my functional financial domain counterpart is the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Financial Management and Comptroller, commonly known as ASA, FM&C. And so they are the proponent for what we do. We've also worked with, or we're starting to work in the acquisition domain. And I have a program in my portfolio called the Army Contract Writing System. And that system supports the replacement of some of our antiquated contract writing solutions to support the contracting community. We're also have in my portfolio is under the acquisition domain. So I do finance now and acquisition domain. I support I lead a program called Acquisition Business. And it's truly an interesting dynamic because I am providing tools for the PM community, which I happen to be one of, and find out that we are a tough customer as I provide those tools to the financial community. And we are working to provide, you know, state-of-the-art applications to support cost schedule and performance type activity. But getting back to the financial domain, GFEBS was the kind of the birthplace of This project office started in the mid-2000 and was to replace a number of legacy systems to do financial management for the Army.
We're speaking with Colonel Matt Russell. He's project manager for the General Fund Enterprise Business System, part of the Army's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems. And what about activities, say, dealing with contractors that may have contracts across the DOD? Suppose they also have a Marine Corps contract or a Navy contract, maybe even delivering the same thing. How do these systems integrate so that somewhere someone can have a total picture of what a given contractor is doing?
Our financial management system is because it's commercial off-the-shelf capability. The platform that we use is SAP. It provides an enterprise look so that people that have access to GFEBs at every level can see how budget is being executed. There's also other capabilities that rely within the system, whether it's tracking improvements to property, plant, and equipment. So one of our customers is the installation management community, general ledger accounting. But the visibility of the system provides you with that strategic look so that commanders at all levels. And then we report our budget and every year and at the end of every month up to DOD. We also interface, and we have the capability to interface with other sister service ERPs so that we can have them execute budget for us, or vice versa, we can execute budget for them and work through some of those interface relationships.
And beyond the interfaces, how do you work with different parts of the Army even, and also different parts of DOD, to make sure that data elements match up so that when you're saying the word, you know, shirt or bullet or something, means the same place, means the same thing, no matter which place you're talking to?
Yeah, absolutely. GFEBS is one component of four primary ERPs. The logistics, the two logistics ERPs, one is called LMP, one is called Logistics Management Program, one is called the commonly known as GArmy, the GCSS Army, which is the Global Command and Control System for the logistics community, and then now
that was 20 years in the making too, if I recall.
Yes, sir. That program is doing extremely well. They are fielding to a number of their customers as we speak, and they're right on track. But getting back to your question, we are all tied together. They are feeder systems to my financial management system, and that relationship is worked every day, and we are all fall under EIS. And then you asked us, how do we know is the what we call master data the same? There is a what we call a master data broker, which is managed by one of my counterparts of a program called ASIP that tracks that master data to help ensure that we're talking about the same thing, whether it's real property, financial, logistics, et cetera.
And is this all cloud hosted? Where does this all live?
So that's a good question. We're working through some changes in how we are operating. Of course, as you talked about, GArmy, GFEBS, we all came to deploy at different times, and we deployed in different locations. And currently, we're probably in six or seven different locations. I manage a data centers in Huntsville, Alabama, Redstone Arsenal, as well as Radford, Virginia. There's a PEO EIS data center in Radford. The Army and OSD has made a decision to go to enduring data centers under a DISA architecture, or a DISA, the Defense Information Systems Agency. And so the Army has put together a strategy, and PEO EIS is leading the way. And some of the other services are looking at how we are executing this to transition to DISA into what we call an ERP enclave. And so all four of our ERPs are going to move into this enclave. And there's some true goodness about moving to DISA and co-locating with your other ERP brethren. I mean, you have some you're going to go on like hardware. You will be able to support the they will be able to support the spikes and peaks of when you need additional resources from your IT infrastructure. Not everybody needs a lot of resources. We, GFEBS, as a financial management, as you can suspect, during a close of business end of our fiscal year in the September timeframe, we need a lot more resources than we do steady state, so we can combine our resources so that we're not all paying for max resources at any one time. And then we'll also be able to take advantage of the significant infrastructure, both from the buildings, the state-of-the-art facilities, the security that DISA brings to bear to support the systems. And so we're all moving in three phases. Some of my sister ERPs have started that movement, that transition, that migration. I'm going to start that in FY18 and
so nobody can call you. Nobody can call you a server hugger.
Exactly.
Colonel Matt Russell is project manager for the General Fund Enterprise Business System at the Army's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems, the PEO-EIS. Coming up in part two of my interview, Russell tells me where the office is heading as it tries to adapt to 21st century defense requirements. I'm Tom Temin. Technology has never stopped changing and improving. The Army's Office in Charge of Managing Systems works to keep up. Colonel Matt Russell is program manager for the General Fund Enterprise Business System. It's a big SAP application set within the Army's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems, or the PEO-EIS. Russell tells me how his program is modernizing technology procurement in the Army.
There's a lot of capability within SAP. One of the things that, as I've come to learn in my second year as a PM for a business system, there's this thing called change management. And when you take somebody off of a system that they've been working on for 10 or 20 years, and they have to adopt a new IT system, new business processes, and the experts in the business field say it's a 3 to 4 year process. We went through development, our fielding development decision, final deployment decision, excuse me, in FY12. So in 2012, we put this thing in the field, and we're in 2016. So we're about at the end. And what I found is the community has adopted it. It's been championed by the financial management community. The leadership there, the leadership across the Army has truly championed this capability. And people are getting smarter on it every day, and they're understanding what they can do with the system and then where the system can go. And so as my requirements partner, the financial management community determines where they want to go, they write what we call a problem statement that gets validated all the way up to the Department of Defense to determine, yes, that is truly an area that we want to look at. They help generate the requirements. And then there's a determination whether that's going to fit in the GFEBS architecture or one of the other ERPs or be another type of system. And so right now, things that we're working on are how to have an enterprise system for labor time tracking. How can we ensure that everybody is on similar systems so that we have complete enterprise visibility on how much we're paying for labor, and are we able to track that to specific output? We have a number of systems that do that right now, but we don't truly have an enterprise approach. So that's one area. There's multiple other areas that we're looking at as well.
And so in this sense of change, then you get requirements, and then you have to judge whether those requirements should be put on the system, and that's a decision that goes all the way up to headquarters.
Absolutely.
Before the development happens to it.
So there's a requirements process, and then there's we truly work through the standard acquisition process. There's a thing called an analysis of alternatives. The capability, labor time tracking, integrated resource management is another capability. They're currently being worked by my team with the functional community through that analysis of alternatives to determine whether or not GFEBS is the right fit. If GFEBS is the right fit, then I'll go get a decision to move out and either execute under a current contract or pull in a new contract to integrate that capability into GFEBS and deploy that capability to the Army.
But isn't the general tendency these days is to try to not create all brand new systems, but try to get functionality integrated within a single system or a single set of systems so that there's not all this proliferation of different systems that have to be maintained and the cost associated there.
Yes,
there,
sir.
Too.
I mean, and so, but I spoke of the four ERPs. So the focus is to drive towards bringing the capability and maximizing the use of those four ERPs. There are obviously capabilities out there that won't fit into those four ERPs, but you know there are a lot of things that are they're looking to bring into GFIBS. You know, Army contract writing could be a solution.
What happens in that system? In the Army contract writing system, what happens in that system? What does it do?
So, Army contract writing is it's a system, like I stated earlier, that replaces
manual
a number of antiquated IT systems for contract writing. So we are there's a number of COTS solutions that are already supporting a number of the federal agencies, and so our strategy is to procure a COTS solution. And just today I talked to my product manager and we are closing on proposals, which is good news. We had a milestone a few months back where we were able to release an RFP. One of the most important milestones in a PM's journey is to get an RFP out on the street and ensure that you have a plan to execute this. So that proposals are inbound, and my source selection team is going to kick their source selection off in the next days, weeks ahead. So that's pretty exciting. Contract writing solution, like I said, replaces a number of antiquated systems that have been out there for 15, 20 years, some even longer. And it will take it into the 21st century. It will support office management of contracts. It will support the actual writing of contracts. It will support the interface to the financial management system. There's a reason why that's in my portfolio, because that linkage with the general fund enterprise business system, that financial management system, and the contract writing system is probably your most challenging interface, and you have to get that clean to support that end-to-end business process. We'll also support analytics and business intelligence and data calls, as well as supporting interface to a number of DOD mandatory FedBiz ops and things like that, so that we can post requests for proposals and requests for information and things like that.
Colonel Matt Russell is Program Manager of the General Fund Enterprise Business System within the Army's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems, the PEOEIS. I'm Tom Temin. We're speaking with Colonel Matt Russell. He's project manager for the General Fund Enterprise Business System, part of the Army's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems. How often do the requests for new capability come from the users out there in the different communities, the financial management community and so forth? And how many does your office say, you know, this would really be good in a given year?
So it's resource-driven, obviously. There's probably more requirements that are requested then there's money to execute. So we, you know, there's a very strict governance process that my functional partner has in place to evaluate based on specific evaluation criteria. One of the big evaluation criteria is how does it support the current audit, and how does it support a better business process, and what is the return on investment?
There's overarching DOD and Army-wide requirements, if you will, that really help govern what it is that does make it to the top.
Yes, and as you're probably well-versed, as many in this space are, with the pending audit, there's been lots of learning, lots of goodness that have come out of the Army and the other services, I'm sure, as they drive towards getting that audit opinion. And so as GFEBS was one of the very first ERPs on the scene, we have learned quite a bit. And then we have also have compliancy changes that our higher headquarters have learned, and they are saying, hey, we need to make a change here on how this business process works so that it is more auditable. And that will drive either a doctrinal change, a leadership change, or a material change. And when it drives a material change, it comes down to me. I look into my budget, determine whether I've got enough budget, or I put it in my budget requests and for future years.
And finally, the background materials that you publish about GFEB say that it has had the effect of changing Army culture. Tell us what you mean by that, and maybe an example of how it's changed something cultural in the Army.
So it's like the change management aspects of GFEBs are really occurring, and it's pretty exciting to watch as people have adopted the system. You listen to our leaders, and it's declining budgets, but let's make sure that the force is ready to go. I mean, there's a number of quotes out there from Secretary of Defense and Chief Staff of the Army that says, hey, we need to figure out how to do more with less. GFEBs fits that bill because of the enterprise capability that they bring. An example that I like to use is the cost culture. As a young lieutenant, we had this thing called the Mad Minute. Every now and then, we'd be out on a range, and the company commander, this is 20-plus years ago, maybe more, the company commander would say, let's get rid of this ammunition because we want to make sure that we have the same amount requested next year. And so you'd have
that's
that
really
mad,
use it or lose it.
Yeah, use it or lose it. And so that was the mentality. And so a lot of the mentality is, let's get your money obligated or you're going to lose it. So we're trying to shift that mentality is, let's understand what money you have, and what, and now you can see at all levels what that commander, what that, at every level, what that commander is spending his money on. And so if you take a BCT, for example, that is achieving some level of readiness with a certain budget, and you look across your other BCTs in the Army, and you say, this guy's really doing it well with his budget. What are his best practices based on his budget? And you can track some of those costs within GFEBs to understand and potentially implement that across your other brigade combat teams, BCTs.
Colonel Matt Russell is Program Manager of the General Fund Enterprise Business System within the Army's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems, the PEOEIS. Share this interview with your colleagues at federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Agency of the Month, Army, sponsored by Battelle, on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.